This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday likened the destruction of Hiroshima during World War II to the devastation seen in Ukraine's Bakhmut. Reuters correspondent Elon Rubens reports.
On Saturday, Russia claimed to have captured the eastern city, which has been the focus of the longest and bloodiest battle of the conflict. Zelensky, in Japan for the G7 summit, denied this.
They are in Bakhmut today. Where exactly, I'm not going to tell you. But this means that Bakhmut has not been conquered by the Russian Federation today.
In Hiroshima, the Ukrainian president laid flowers at the cenotaph to victims of the world's first atomic bombing of a city. Photographs of the aftermath reminded him of Bakhmut and other destroyed Ukrainian cities, Zelensky said.
Reuters correspondent Elon Rubens. Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis' Conservative Party scored a thumping win at Sunday's election, but would likely call a new ballot in months' time as it fell short of an outright majority to rule alone. His New Democracy Party was credited with a 20-point lead ahead of his nearest rival, leftist challenger Alex Tsipras' party, which garnered about 20%. Mitsotakis would either enter tough negotiations starting Monday with his rivals to seek a coalition, or he could opt for a new election, likely in early July. Eyewitness video shows emergency officials taking care of collapsed fans on the pitch of a stadium after a crushing crowd movement during a match in El Salvador on Saturday. At least 12 people died and others were injured in a stampede in the capital city of San Salvador, the Central American country's government said on Sunday. This is VOA News. Airstrikes and clashes between Sudan's warring factions could be heard in the capital Khartoum on Sunday, residents said, after a Saudi and U.S. brokered deal for a week-long ceasefire raised hopes of a pause in the five-week conflict. The deal, signed on Saturday by the army and the rival paramilitary Rapid Support Forces after talks in the Saudi city of Jeddah, is due to come to effect on Monday evening with an internationally supported monitoring mechanism. It allows for the delivery of humanitarian aid. Lebanon's militant group Hezbollah put on a show of force in a training session which was open to the media. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
In the training, Hezbollah's forces staged a simulated military exercise. Masked fighters fired from the backs of motorcycles and blew up Israeli flags posted in the hills above. They also jumped through flaming hoops. The exercise came ahead of Liberation Day, the annual celebration of the withdrawal of Israeli forces from South Lebanon on May 25, 2000. It also came in the wake of a recent escalation of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict in Gaza. Militant group Hamas, which rules Gaza, has long had ties with Hezbollah. I'm Karen Chamas.
New York City has a right to house the homeless in shelters, but will it establish a right for them to sleep outside? AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
If the Democratic mayor allows the city council's homeless bill of rights to become law, it would make New York the first big U.S. city to establish an explicit right to sleep in at least some public places. A right to rest proposal in Oregon died, and attempts to establish similar bills in California have faltered. LA has measures that prohibit sleeping on streets. The increasing visibility of the homeless has fueled public frustration and prompted politicians to act, much to the chagrin of some advocates for the homeless. Julie Walker, New York.
Debt talks are set to resume as U.S. President Joe Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy prepare to meet in person Monday about averting an economy-wrecking federal default. The Republican leader is expressing cautious optimism about a possible debt ceiling compromise as Washington races to raise America's borrowing limit before the funds could be depleted early next month. The leaders spoke by phone Sunday while the president was returning home on Air Force One after the Group of Seven summit in Japan. McCarthy told reporters that the call was productive. I'm Joe Ramsey.